Excited to be back.
Shenko, I think I'm coming up. Yeah. All
right. Good. Sorry. Yeah, I'm excited to be back. It's always good to get back here, get to see your teammates, just get back in your routine and just kind of start gelling together.
What is this time really about for you guys?
I mean, just staying in shape, getting back in the playbook, learning new things, learning your new teammates, just getting back in that rhythm. And I think it just really helps guys just gel together, just have some fun, and just get back in that routine.
What's been your first impression of some of those new teammates?
I mean, there's a lot of great athletes in this league, and just to have them and kind of teach them the Patriot way and how we kind of work here is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, but just put your head down and grind. Just learn as much as you can, and you'll be just fine.
A little turnover in that running back room this offseason. Have you had a chance to connect with Deion?
Yeah. I still talk to those guys, him, LG. I still talk with Shane, Ridd, all those guys. I mean, they helped me out a lot when I was a younger guy, so it's only right to stay in touch with them and just check on them, see how they're doing.
Did you know Jeremy Hill before he came in?
I mean, I met him at the combine. We came out the same year, but I know him a little bit through Giovanni Bernard because they were teammates too. But he's a good dude. He's had a lot of success in this league. Happy to have him here, and he'll help us compete and win some football games.
You came in that 2014 draft class, and obviously a lot of those guys in your draft class were free agents this year. Did you kind of feel a sense of relief to get that contract extension signed a year prior this offseason?
It was definitely a blessing to be fortunate to have another opportunity, but at the same time, nothing's guaranteed. You still have to come out here and work, and so what have you done for me lately, league? So you got to go out and prove yourself every day. So I just try not to not take anything for granted and just be the best person I can be every time I step in this building.
James, how unusual is it to not have Tom, your quarterback, here?
I mean, it's not really my position to comment on that, but he's a guy that's had a lot of success in this league, and I mean, he knows what he's doing, so it's not really my position to comment on his situation.
How about Rob?
I mean, same way. He's done a lot. He's had a lot of success. I mean, they all have their personal business, and it's not really my position to comment on their situations.
James, Matthew Slater was here the other day and talked about the concept of buy-in a good amount. Have you noticed the buy-in is for the guys that are here?
Oh, everybody buys in. Like I said, even the new people, I think from day one, they learn it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. You're going to work hard, and I think that just helps us from starting in the training camp all the way to the end of the season, just knowing that you put in that work starting day one here during OTAs, voluntary workouts, and just build that bond together. We all did it together, so when we're out on the field, we stick together and play together.
Does it impact the buy-in at all when two guys like Tom and Rob aren't here?
I mean, the guys that are here, we're going to work together. And like I said, build that bond, work hard. Those guys have had a lot of success in this league, and it's just not really my position to comment on that situation. And, I mean, those guys be fine. And whatever decision they make, that's their decision.
Were you pleased to see that Josh is sticking around for this season?
Oh, yeah, Josh is a great coach. I mean, he's helped us out as an offense. Ever since I've been here, helped me out as a player, put you in the right position to succeed, and it's just great to have him back.
Can one person replace a guy like Deion? Is that kind of a thing collectively you guys have to
do? Yeah, we got to do it collectively. That guy's a special player. He can run, pass, catch, block, can pretty much do it all. But we have guys in this room that are capable of doing some of those same things and just kind of take it on as a group.
You said that you've had some nice mentoring with some of the guys like Shane, et cetera. If the Pats brought in a running back in the draft, would you pay it forward? How would that go?
Oh, definitely. Definitely try to help out anybody that steps in this building. Like I said, those guys helped me when I was a young guy, so it's only right that I help the younger guys, just kind of string them along and trying to help them succeed as best they can.
Will you watch the draft, James? Does that interest you at all?
It's interesting. I mean, they make it entertaining a little bit. Probably won't watch the whole thing, watch a little bit, kind of just check the updates on the phone. But it's always cool to see some kids' dreams turn into reality.
James, have you had a chance to really reflect on the all-purpose back that you were last season? I mean, what you did in the receiving game as a collective group and the changes, obviously, but you yourself and how that spins forward with the playbook now?
For me, just once I get that iPad back and just come back in here, just kind of watch up on things and kind of see things that I can improve on. I think that's a really big thing you can kind of learn at this point in the year. Just watch the film, see things you can work on because you have a lot of extra time to kind of find ways to get better. So I'll definitely do that and just find any way I can to help this team win football games.
Do you remember your draft day experience, what that was like?
Yeah, I had my family there. My wife now, she was with me there, and just it's a special moment. I mean, it's nerve-wracking. You just hope you get that phone call, but even if you don't, you just if you get the opportunity to get a workout or just step foot into a building, just make that good impression, work hard, and just show the team whatever you have. Show me a good person, a good football player.
You mentioned the extra time you guys have. What does a typical day look like for you during the season?
For right now, it's a pretty short day. Just kind of lift, run, meet. You're done in like 4 hours or so, but it's just kind of do some treatment, do that extra stuff, stretch, just take care of your body, because this time right now is just as important as when the training camp comes around. I mean, every day has to count for you.
James, you're the only player left from the Patriots 2014 draft class. What's it been like to see guys go throughout the years and still be here?
It's definitely tough to see guys go, especially guys that you came in with. I mean, that's the NFL. It's a business. Guys are going to come and go. I mean, most of the guys are still on football teams now, so just wish those guys the best of luck. I'm just blessed to still have an opportunity to play this game.
What would have been your scouting report for yourself coming out of Wisconsin?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
How much have you improved, though, since college? I mean, like, in what parts of your game have changed?
I mean, I definitely catch the ball a lot more than what I did at Wisconsin, but I've always felt confident in my ability to do that. We just weren't asked to do that much there. But, I mean, I just try and be a good overall football player, even though I may not run or do all the other stuff. But I still pride myself on being able to do all things. And so they put the ball in my hands, I can do whatever they ask me to do.
James, have you had the chance to see Coach Bielema around by any chance?
Not yet. I forgot he was here, to be honest. But no, I haven't seen him yet, but it'll be cool to catch up with him. He's a great guy. Gave me opportunity at Wisconsin, so it'll be definitely cool to see him.
And I think you mentioned Shane earlier. Any chance you were able to catch up with him this offseason?
I had a good to see him. Actually, I forgot to congratulate him. He got married, too, so I got to send him that text. But he's a good dude. Like I said before, he helped me out once I stepped foot into this building and taught me a lot of things, so he definitely was a big help.
Guys, let's say two more. For this off-season program, just is it just sort of the same as it's ever been the way you look at it, or is there anything different this year
stands out? It's the same as it's ever been. As soon as you step into the building, you just be ready to work. It's going to be challenging, but it's good for us. You want it to be challenging because it's going to be challenging on game day, so it just helps get us better.
James, have you watched Tom Brady's docuseries, and what have you most learned from him?
I haven't watched the series yet, but I've heard it's very interesting, so I should check it out. But no, but he's a competitor. He's a good person, good family man, good dad, good husband. So, and he puts the work in on and off the field. So for a young guy coming in the building to see a guy who's been doing it for 18-plus years and the amount of success that he's had, you definitely want to emulate a guy like that and just kind of work just as hard or try and outwork him, but it's going to be kind of hard to do that.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.